I want to raise Letterkenny General Hospital because I think it's the best example I can give as a TD for Donegal North East in terms of this debate. As members will know, there was a flood, a very serious flood, that took place, that came into the new hospital department, where there's three different stories there, and then continued on into the old hospital area. 40% of the floor space of the hospital was contaminated by flood water. It's an unprecedented level of crisis for a hospital in the state. Now, the response of the management and staff to that was absolutely heroic, both on the night that it happened, the days that followed in the clean-up, and then holding the place together since. Huge challenge. But in recent weeks, we have seen the accident and emergency being just overwhelmed. And this is not solely to do with the impact of the flood, as some would present it as. This is a reflection of a historic neglect of the hospital. Letterkenny General Hospital is the seventh largest hospital in the state. It takes in about 21,000 inpatients per year, which would be considerably more than some hospitals that would have a higher budget. So if you look at Letterkenny General Hospital, which is remarkably designated as a general hospital when it should be designated as a regional hospital at this stage, it deals with 21,000 inpatients. It has the lowest budget allocation per inpatient in the state, and it has the lowest allocation of staff. And that's been the case for many years. What's been said to me is that the flood that took place and the response to that took the spotlight off what was an inevitable crisis in terms of medical staff. Right now, in the hospital, we have about, I think in whole time equivalents, we have about six medical registrars when we actually need 16. So we have a real actual crisis in terms of that key component. You cannot sustain all the specialities within a hospital and then man a 24-hour accident and emergency unit unless you have the medical registrars required. That takes me to the other issue. The historical neglect of some of the hospitals in different parts of Ireland by the allocation of junior doctors and so on from the training hospitals. We have a situation where the taxpayer through the HSE subsidises those training hospitals, and rightly so, but doesn't ensure that they then get the fair allocation of key staff out to the hospitals. So I want to call and use this debate tonight to call for that to change. We need to see, and this isn't some parish pump thing, because the facts are the facts, and the facts in relation to Letterkenny General Hospital are this, that they have the lowest budget allocation per inpatient in the state and the lowest allocation of medical staff. And that has been the scenario before the flood. What we want to see is the full restoration of Letterkenny General Hospital, not just the full capital, but we need to ensure moving forward with enough staff to run that hospital effectively. So I want to raise three points. First of all, we need the upgrade of Letterkenny General to Letterkenny Regional Hospital. We need to see a fair allocation of staff to the hospital based on the number of inpatients they have and a fair budget allocation to the hospital. In terms of the immediate, I would call on yourself, Minister, to pass on to your colleagues this urgent message. We need to see urgently an allocation of medical registrars to the hospital. And you know, from the most senior staff in the hospital, we hear that they are, at this moment in time, in terms of staffing that key area, in crisis. So will you meet them halfway and respond to the heroism you've got from the staff and management there and give them what they need to do their job?